The Dean of the Graduate Studies at the Trinity Theological Seminary, Very Reverend Professor Kwabnasa Mwajedu, has called on Christians to give priority to the reason why they are on it. He said the situation where the church is now following material wealth and pastors competing with politicians for media space at the expense of soul winning must be condemned. Very Reverend Asamoah-Gedu said there are so many vices in the world and Christian leaders must remain focused on their call to duty. He made the call when he delivered the first in the series of lectures to mark 80 years of Accra Ridge Church. Rosalind Ganyaglu reports.
The Accra Ridge Church was established in 1936 with 19 members, with Reverend W.G. Howard as the chaplain. The church began in a wooden structure rented from government as a result of the desire of some residents at Ridge to worship God. As the congregation became well established, a permanent building was put up in 1946. The lecture was on the theme, Fixing Our Eyes on Jesus, the Face of the Church in the Contemporary World. The Very Reverend Professor Kwabnasa Mwajedu said since Christians bear the identity of Christ, they must make him their focus. He said despite religious pluralism, Christianity still remains unique. He said Christian leaders must therefore project Christ instead of projecting themselves. Very Reverend Professor Mwajedu said the media are playing a significant role in propagating the gospel, but this must not be abused.
To quote John Stott, the concentration on power makes an immediate appeal to us today, for we live in a society that worships power. Power, it is more intoxicating than alcohol, more addictive than drugs. Why do we want to receive power? Is it honestly power for witness, or power for holiness, or power for humble service? Or is it in reality a mask for personal ambition, a craving to boost our own ego, to minister to our self-importance, to impress, to dominate, or to manipulate? So the contemporary church needs the power that Jesus promised, but it must be one that is deployed in the service of the kingdom of God and his son Jesus Christ in the influence of his Holy Spirit. May the church so internalize the power and transformative influence of Jesus' name that its public face would not be money, power, internal wrangling over position, denominational loyalty, falsehood, the search for ecclesial titles and political connections, and bickering over unnecessary temporal things, but on one thing and one thing only, to know the risen Christ and proclaim him as Lord.
He called on the church to submit to Jesus wholly because Jesus Christ is on a rescue mission.
Fixing your eyes on Jesus. When the human imagination is taking off one thing, it necessarily has to be focused on an alternative. It refers to our ultimate search for meaning in life. It brings together our senses, imaginations, and emotions as we search for ultimate meaning in relation to our being and its place in God. Worship belongs to God. Therefore, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. God is looking for a church constituted by people who fear him and honor his name.
A lawyer and former chairman of the Ridge Church Council, Samuel Okujetu, said 80 years in the life of a church is no mean achievement. He urged Christians, and for that matter Ghanaians, to put aside their party colors and put Ghana first.